broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face, good Americans getting involved, is the answer. Every time, ladies and gentlemen, we need your help to restore the Republic. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. You want to dial in instead of through the web stuff? All right. You can simply dial in. What's the number? 877-817-9829. That's right. 877-817-9829. You can get monthly copies of the Power Hour radio broadcast. You need to ask them about their clearance specials. Just call up and say, hey, man, what do you guys got on clearance right now? They've got some tremendous deals. They got super carnitine. They got vegetable capsules and more. Nutrients that protect the brain from oxidant stress. You got The Silent Enemy. It's a book available now. You got Get Mortgage Free, Innovative Strategies for Debt-Free Home Ownership. How would you like that? You got Silver Botanicals products on sale. You got the book Straw Bale Gardens. Wow, that's kind of cool. All right, you got Living Streams Probiotics available. All right, anyway, just get a hold of them, thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Without further ado, we had our guest on yesterday, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We asked, are you really pro-life? As we debated the Donald Trump pro-life battle. We also talked about General Conference. That's a semi-annual worldwide gathering of the 15 million plus member Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS.org, to learn more. And we talked about this is a place where church members gather twice a year to receive guidance and encouragement from church leaders about gospel living. Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? Based on the teachings of Jesus Christ. Imagine that. We also talked about the Utah Grassroots Report for 2016. It's published at utahgrassroots.org, available now. Out of the 26 bills that Grassroots evaluated, 12 increased the intrusiveness of government. Only 5 protected constitutional rights. Wow, that's tragic. I guess 4 other good bills passed the chamber of one house, but not the other, so they got stuck. Anyway, they talked about the good bills. One protected Second Amendment rights. On the other hand, legislators voted to expand the role of government in health care and in other ways. Fortunately, some abusive ideas failed. They tried to create a bill requiring parents who wanted to opt out of vaccinations. And they wanted you to complete a education module kind of a thing before you could take your kids out of vaccines. Wow. Thank heavens that failed. Legislators, believe it or not, introduced 819 bills this year, which was the second highest total in state history. 177 were introduced in the bill or the session's final 3 weeks. Wow. Governor Herbert received the 24 on the grassroots rating. His lifetime average is like 47. Anyway, he's usually been in the 70s, but in this case, melting down 24%. The House received an average score of 36%. Their lifetime average is about 47%. The Senate for the state of Utah, I guess normally 53%. And that's what they got again. Grassroots has been issuing an annual report. They call it a legislative report card. They've been doing it since 1992. Wow. Grassroots has no paid staff. They pick all their bills without regards to individuals, all based on the constitutionality of the bills. If you do not have a group scoring legislators in your state, lol, Sam and Kurt recommend you get one immediately. Gather a dozen of your liberty-minded friends and start working on it. Identify a couple of dozen bills, good or bad, and rate your legislators. Publish your report, and you'll find out that the legislatures pay a lot more attention to you when you score them and hold them accountable. We also talked about last Friday night, a couple of hundred people gathered in Orem, Utah, to hear Jeanette Finnicum speak about the murder of her husband, Lavoy. Shauna Cox was there, but she was under a gag order, so she couldn't make any comments about her case. Wow. That was all in 1 hour with Lowell Nelson. Second hour, we talked about a Trump surrogate saying, quote, Roe versus Wade is not going to be overturned. We all know that. Republican presidential front runner Donald Trump said on Friday that he does not believe that the laws regulating abortion should change, even though he clearly agreed the controversial procedure is murder. So it's murder, but we don't want to change the laws. Is it Trump that got caught in the abortion trap? Jane M. Orient, medical doctor, chimes in. Interesting article. GOP chairman, Priebus, a warning to Trump. Martin Burles wrote the article. Warning, Trump, you better stop or you're going to get stopped by the brokered convention or the third party or the whatever it takes to stop you. We'll break all the rules. He didn't say that, but he hinted. Third-party bid may still be in the cards. Party power has gotten weaker, says USA Today. Amen to that. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday and is still available on demand on your Roku player and at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, Sam Bushman in the studio, Kurt Cosby on the road. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Cosby parties a lot, and so he's gone again.
Yep.
Arizona, a couple weeks ago. Now what, Vegas, Kurt?
Henderson, Nevada.
Kurt Cosby's in Las Vegas. He wants to call it Henderson, but, you know, it's the greater Las Vegas metro, right?
Yeah, it's you can see it from here.
So he was partying down in Tucson a little bit ago. Now he's in Vegas. Soon he's going to Hawaii. I mean, wow.
That's the jet setter life, you know. That's what we do.
When you got cash like Cosby, what do you say? All right. By the way, speaking of helping Kurt with his cash, he's actually visiting some relatives for spring break. He's not really living high on the hog. He's not even spending any time on the strip, from what I understand. He's spending time with his son. I should say his daughter and son-in-law. So that's quite a bit different than the Vegas I portrayed, folks. I'm just kind of having a little bit of fun. And the reason he went to Arizona again was to see his son and daughter-in-law there. And so really it's all about family for Kurt. And then when he's talking about going to Hawaii, the only reason we get to go is because a pilot friend of ours was able to give us some tickets to allow us to go to Hawaii. So we're going to do that. But it's only because of that discount, significant discount, that we can even go. And Kurt and his wife have never been to Hawaii. My wife's never been. I went once as a kid with my parents, but I haven't gone as an adult at all. And so, you know, being married 24 years for me and my wife and for Kurt and Coraline, how long have you guys been married? 36 years?
35.
Okay. 35 years and they haven't gone to Hawaii. So this is really a first for us, and it's only made possible, really, by the kindness of some friends. Really appreciative of those friends and they're helping out with that. And otherwise we wouldn't be able to do any of these trips at all, Kurt. So I was just teasing you. I'm just trying to put it into real perspective.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it is about God, family, and country for us. That's true. Right after a God-filled weekend focusing on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference, which, by the way, for the men and women is basically the equivalent of about 10 hours of religious worship listening to talks regarding Jesus Christ and repentance and faith and family and fathers and mothers and the role of children and the God's plan of salvation and following the Prince of Peace and all those kind of things. Basically, 10 hours of instruction, as far as I can understand, for us. It was just tremendous. So that's the God-filled weekend, and then Kurt took off with his family, you know, for the spring break. So it's God, family, and then he's on the radio every day with me, so that's country. I mean, I'm telling you right now, he lives the life, folks, that we talk about. This, to us, is real. By the way, Cruz flatly denies infidelity. Allegations, he says, you know what? I've always been faithful to my wife. Let's talk about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so Ted Cruz flatly denies infidelity allegations, saying, I've always been faithful to my wife. You got a comment about this, Kurt? And then I want to go off on this thing big time. I'm sick of it.
Well, I can say this, that it's about time. You know, it seems like... It was quite a while back when he first was accused of it. All I can say is that, you know, it seemed like that should have been a quick response at the time, you know.
Yeah, that was his response at the time. It's just been a little less bold and less clear. Now it's a flat, outright, clear denial. Before it wasn't, this isn't accurate, Trump's goofy, that kind of stuff. The problem is, you know what? The Inquirer and others have been right before about other people. But here's my problem with this one, Kurt. People are innocent until proven guilty. So far, what you have is Ted Cruz completely denying it, and every woman that they say was involved is flat out denying it as well. So they either need to come forward with factual proof, or they need to stop.
Sure is a little different than the Bill Clinton, Bill Cosby kind of thing, you know. The media, you know, of course, the main thing they want to try to do, just like the Thomas Jefferson deal, you know, they want to tear down any potential or possible heroes and, build up the other ones. You know, good is bad and bad is good.
Right. Kind of an interesting deal for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I bring it up is because, look, I don't know if Ted Cruz did it or not, okay? I have no idea. But all I'm saying is they either need to come forward with evidence or at some point these false allegations, you know what? The mainstream press should lose their credibility for reporting the stuff and not having factual information and et cetera, et cetera. What on earth is going on here? If it's not true, just think of the damage they've done to Ted Cruz and his wife and his family, making his wife wonder. It's just out of control if it's not true.
Yeah. Good point. And, you know, but the thing you got to remember, Sam, it, you know, goes back to what I think we were taught in the early days of the media. If it bleeds, it leads. You can have at least I remember it seemed like they say the original source of this kind of stuff was the Rubio campaign. And, it seems like this kind of thing is going to be picked up simply because it's salacious or whatever the phrase would be. It's not, it's really a bleeding situation where you got a family bleeding or, you know, something like that. And, so that's why it's going to get the coverage, you know?
Yes, sir. Anyway, I just find that interesting. But all I'm saying is this. We need to stop if we don't have evidence. If we have evidence, let's put forth the who, what, when, where, and why. And make sure that you got the evidence so you can shut down the denials and prove it. Otherwise, I don't really think that the mainstream press has the right to continue this and continue to make Ted deny. Unless they've got the evidence.
That's how that thing works, though, Sam. If you, if you want to, eliminate a candidate, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. If you simply continue to ask him about things that don't have, real relevance to the campaign and really aren't, even in maybe in this case, I don't know for sure, but if they aren't true, it's how you just completely stop somebody. One of my favorite movies is a movie called Dave. And in the movie Dave, the guy basically replaces the bad president. He's an imposter, but, he gets in there and he replaces the bad guy and he has all these goals. But the problem is the bad president did this bad stuff. And so it's brought up by the press. And so his good goals of doing these good things were just basically put to the side.
Stymied, shut down. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All I'm saying is, look, we have the obligation to either, one, produce evidence or stop it. And what I don't like is if they have the evidence but they're not producing it, I really like that even less.
Yep.
Just because it's dishonest. And so I'm telling you right now, Cruz is innocent until proven guilty. I've said that about Bill Cosby. I get that, you know what, you might think some of the allegations are true. You might think, oh, this is a slam dunk. But you know what, we don't know. We need to give the benefit of the doubt until we know more. And in Bill Cosby's case, the interesting thing is none of these things are really coming forward with evidence. They're just allegations, and the more we go, the more we find out, then nothing sticks. Well, I don't know if that's because he has a lot of money or if that's because, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. But Cruz is flatly denying it, saying, I have always been faithful to my wife, and they either need to prove otherwise or stop. All right, anyway, enough of that, but I wanted to at least bring that up. And I'm not even a fan of Ted Cruz. But all I'm telling you is I think what's right's right and wrong, wrong. All right, Cruz says it's either Cruz, meaning me, Trump, or the people revolt. And Trump and Cruz are both pushing Kasich to exit stage left or exit the GOP primary race. What do you think of that? It's Cruz or Trump or the people revolt, says Cruz. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Is he going to, you think Kasich will roll?
No.
I don't think so either. You know, the guy likes the limelight. And what politician, you know, and I use that word on purpose, doesn't like that? You know, they want to be in the, you know, in the spotlight. They're not really about serving their country in most cases. A politician, a true statesman, that's a different story, you know. And they, I think most statesmen would prefer to even have somebody else doing the job if they knew that they could do it properly. But the Kasich guy, you know, he's never had more cameras on him before in his life. And, you know, that just builds him up. And, you know, he says he wants to do the whole, you know, contested convention thing. And he sounds like he says it'll be fun. And, you know, so, I mean, hey, he'll be sticking around, I think.
I'm convinced he'll be sticking around for now. What that all means, not sure in terms of, you know, on one hand, it would be better to get him out. On the other hand, if there's a third party, it may be better to leave him in. You know, the third party has a great chance if there's three people in the race. A lot easier than if there's no good Republican nominee or option. So, you know, that debate rages on. Time will tell with that. But what I find interesting about this whole discussion is Cruz says either Cruz, Trump, or the people will revolt. Now, what's fascinating is when Trump said the people might go ballistic if they felt abused at the convention, Kurt. In other words, a brokered convention. Trump said the people might go crazy and revolt about that. They won't be happy.
Yeah, right.
And everybody attacked Trump big time.
Riot.
And, go ahead, sir.
Then everybody accused him because he said riot, didn't he? They accused him of, you know, promoting riot. But revolt and riot, I mean, I think that people would just be a little ticked off in the establishment or the Kingmen want to run things.
Here's the point that I'm bringing up. Everybody acts like Cruz is an outsider, but Cruz is allowed to say revolt, and Trump's not allowed to say riot, and Trump's attacked, and Cruz is, well, no one's attacking him for saying that the people are going to revolt. Kurt, he's okay with that. How does that work for an outsider?
It's a great point. Great point.
See, folks, Cruz is not an outsider like we've been led to believe. It isn't true. Okay, he's an insider. He cut his teeth as an attorney. He's been in government circles his whole life. Right? He's worked for some of the top people in government, presidential and Supreme Court sides of the mix. Now he's in Congress. Right? So he's really worked for all three branches of government in a way, Kurt, right?
You know, and the thing that, yes, that's what I can see, but the thing that has made guys like me respect him in some ways, and I, you could say this is a calculated move, maybe they were, but to oppose your own party, especially your party leadership, you know, I mean, it's what most of us have prayed for.
Back in a second.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Two groups of armed protesters faced off outside a mosque in Irving, Texas, under the watchful eyes of local police on April 2nd. For several weeks, a local group calling itself the Bureau of American Islamic Relations, or BAIR, its members wearing fatigues and carrying anti-Islamic protest signs, has been conducting armed demonstrations outside the Islamic Center of Irving. On Saturday, they were joined in the streets by armed black-clad members of the New Black Panther Party, who accused the BAIR of trying to intimidate and bully those who gather at the mosque to worship. The mosque, which is operated by the Nation of Islam, had planned an event to welcome local refugees, some, but not all of whom, were from Syria. Charges have reportedly been dismissed for dozens of bikers who were among the 177 arrested following the fatal shootings at Houston's Twin Peaks Bar and Grill last May, reports the Houston Chronicle. 9 were killed and 24 wounded after shots were fired during a gathering of local motorcycle clubs. Police depicted the incident as the outgrowth of a turf war between two often antagonistic biker clubs, the Banditos and the Cossacks. Those in attendance, however, say that the event was intended to be a peaceful gathering for the purpose of discussing membership controversies and recent changes in Texas laws. Most of the bikers rounded up by the police were charged with involvement in organized criminal activity. Nearly a year after the shootout, however, no evidence has been presented that the victims were killed by fellow bikers rather than being taken out by scores of police, including snipers, who had ringed the meeting place and opened fire on the parking lot. Supporters of Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland refer to the judge as a moderate. Some Senate Republicans, among them Judiciary Committee veteran Orrin Hatch of Utah, have previously expressed support for Garland on that basis. Richard Painter, a former legal counselor to President George W. Bush, once described Garland as exactly the type of person who might have been chosen by the Bush administration. Libertarian commentator A. Barton Hinkle points out that Garland has earned his reputation as a moderate, as an appellate judge, by rarely voting against his colleagues. A New York Times analysis of 14 criminal cases in which Garland did dissent shows that on 10 of those occasions, his dissent supported the government position against the claims of an appellant. Hinkle observes that Garland supported the government's position denying habeas corpus protection for Guantanamo Bay inmates, a view that was later rejected by the Supreme Court. And Garland routinely supports executive branch administrative agencies. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a battle, but are we going to have a revolution? What does that mean, Ted Cruz? Are you advocating for a revolution? See, that's what they said to Trump when he said, you know what, you're going to have riots if you guys mess with this and broker the convention and steal this from the people. And they attacked Trump ruthlessly about this. But good old insider, Ted Cruz, they leave him alone for saying this. And that's why I say, you know what, they like Ted better than you think they do. Ted served in every branch of government, if you will. He served under the Bush administration as an attorney. He served in the Supreme Court as a clerk. He's now been in the Senate, so he's really been in all three branches of government, Kurt. He's as insider as it gets. Now, yes, he's strategically said and done a couple of things that sound hardcore conservative, and they say everybody hates him because of that. I don't find this to really be the truth either. But as you were saying before the pause, you like that what now?
Well, those things that he did to oppose, for example, McConnell, in the Senate, who at least I think most of our kind of thinking, you know, we look at him as Mr. Milquetoast, you know. I mean, if he's conservative, then I don't really, you know, I'm ultra conservative, you know. And at least Ted Cruz has done those things. You know, he's not just kind of fallen. Oh, I guess you could say so many of them, they just get in there and they just follow whatever they're told to do. And the reason we've elected them is so that they'll, you know, make a difference and not just do the same old Washington two-step. But Mr. Cruz, you know, there are some who view him as a constitutional hero. And, you know, it reminds me of the whole elimination process we've seen in this whole Republican, I was going to say fiasco, but, you know, the whole primaries and all that stuff, little by little, they're eliminated. They bring one to the top, like you've talked about before, and then they, you know, they have their little time in the sun, and then they're eliminated. You know, it is interesting now, at least a little more, where you've got really just two guys, and I, as far as I know on the delegate count, you've got Trump in the 700s and Cruz in the 400s when it comes to the delegates, and they're trying to get to 1,237. I was reading the Pat Buchanan thing about this whole Trump thing. Did you see that, by the way?
Yes.
You know, at least the one thing that I think has come out of this, and Pat points it out pretty well, is this whole nationalism idea, or in other words, you know, the globalism idea that the insiders and the kingmen want to promote is pretty much thrown to the side with Trump candidacy and the other guys, including Cruz, have jumped onto those winning issues. And I'm not sure if he was championing them before. I don't remember that. But, we can sure say that there's some big changes going on that way in this campaign.
What do you think it all means then, Kurt?
Well,
you think it means that they're going to make Cruz president?
Say that again?
You think it means they're going to make Cruz president?
You know, they want, I think the insiders, the kingmen, the Romney, the Bushes, you know, those kind of guys, want to see. They don't want Trump, I don't believe, simply because he's not, they view him as controllable. Almost akin to a Perot back in those days. You've got this this other group that are, the same group that is working now to support a Cruz presidency, where before they were completely opposed to it. You know, they were promoting, of course, Bush, or pretty much, you had Christie, you had a number of insider guys that were okay with them, but now they're pretty much left after Rubio's gone and pretty much everybody else left to the Cruz support. And I don't think they really want him. I think, in fact, that they're really hoping for this whole divided up deal, and then they can throw somebody in. The Ryan guy keeps getting brought up, Paul Ryan, but man, all I can say is if that really does happen, I'd be really surprised if the Republicans can pull off a win. And I wouldn't put it past Trump in that case to just go ahead and mount a third-party candidacy. I mean, you just imagine if that were the case and he just said, look, all right, there's these guys have been working forever, the Constitution Party or the, Independent American Party, or, he could do Libertarian. I mean, whatever, boy, he could just stir that pot up like big time. It'd be quite interesting, huh?
Well, my question is this. Are we going to end up with a third party?
Well, I think we have a number of third parties. I really don't think we even have really a second party. In my opinion, what we've ended up with for so long is, basically globalist A and globalist B. But I do believe that the Trump insertion, like Pat Buchanan says, has brought up about this whole nationalist idea, and people are jumping on the bandwagon, coming out to vote like they've never voted for many years, I think.
Yeah, but now there's a new headline that says Americans aren't likely to even vote in 2016. They don't even feel like there's anybody to vote for, Kurt, and that's the way I've been feeling.
Well, especially if the insider guys, and many times this is exactly what they want, Sam, they want people to stay home. They want people to, your local officials don't want you to show up at local meetings. Your state officials don't want, and your county officials, every one of them, they'd rather pretty much just do government without your participation. Now, you know, you're okay to send in money, but anything beyond that, unless you just do what they tell you, they kind of don't want you participating. You know what I mean?
Yes, I completely agree. Now, there's a couple of, in my opinion, different articles from Pat Buchanan that I think make sense. You brought up the one about what Trump has wrought, right?
Yes, sir.
WorldNet Daily, Pat Buchanan, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, there's another one from Pat Buchanan that I find just as fascinating that says this. Delegates for Trump and Cruz, you need to unite to exclude establishment.
I didn't see that one.
Now, what do you think of that idea?
You know, and well, all I can say is it would work. You know, I mean, because like you say, if you've got 700 and 400, that's pretty much the 1,100. You're gonna be able to have the 1,237 and eliminate a guy like Kasich or you know, Paul Ryan or whatever. I don't typically, these kind of delegates, in my opinion, are not going to be too excited about like a Jeb Bush type individual. And so, you know, at least Pat Buchanan's counsel there would ring true, I think.
I think that's correct, but I don't know that they're getting any closer, it doesn't seem to me. I don't know why Ted keeps attacking Donald and Donald keeps attacking Ted. Look, if they both really want to stop the insiders, if they united, it would just be a done thing. If they just said, Kasich, you're out. We just united. One of us is going to be the VP. What if you had a Trump-Cruz ticket? Would you vote for that, Kurt?
Well, you mean vote for that if I had the choice of that and Hillary and Bernie, you mean?
Well, it might be Hillary. Who knows who should pick? But it might be Hillary against...
If I were made to choose between those two, then yes, I would. But, you know, I typically, I voted for people who lose for a long time. So.
Yeah, talk more into your phone, though.
What's that?
Talk more into your phone.
Yeah,
there you go.
I vote for people who lose, like the Constitution Party and that kind of thing. But to me, I feel good about my vote. And, you know, so that kind of thing, as far as I understand, to vote for a wicked man, it would be a sin, but...
Amen to that. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Kirk Crosby's on the road, so he's on a phone line. But there's an interesting article as well, Kurt, that I find fascinating with regards to this abortion battle. And I'm really disappointed in Donald Trump for backing down. All right? This is serious business here, folks. But Trisha Erickson wrote an article that says Trump should stand tough on the real war on women. And then she goes into this idea that abortion is so evil. And by promoting this lie of pro-choice, that you really got a war on women called killing their babies and turning them into compromised beings. In other words, they're conflicted. They murder their babies because they believe that's the end thing or the way to go because of government indoctrination or manipulation. But it's really a war on women. And so she's saying Trump should stand strong on the real war against women. And I think that Trish Erickson is absolutely right. And she's saying the real war is this abortion abuse. The women are abused, the babies are murdered, and it's propagated or promoted by the Republican Party. And so I think she's really got an interesting twist on this. And I think she's absolutely right. And so I wish Trump would stand strong. And I'm convinced that Trish brings up something valuable. Now, it gets more interesting in light of this. According to Mrs. Clinton, Kurt, the unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Let me say it again. According to Hillary Clinton, the unborn person doesn't have any constitutional rights. Well, now she's getting beat up by both sides of the abortion debate because, well, the constitutionalists say, of course, the baby has rights. But the big debate relates to the U.S. Constitution specifically, explicitly recognizes the rights and the life of all persons within the country. But that's why Planned Parenthood and other pro-death groups refuse to describe the, quote, prenatal human being as a, quote, person. And so now Hillary's in a lot of trouble because she used the term person. So the pro-death people don't want her to use that term because it changes the game. But then the pro-life people are going, you're saying that this person doesn't have any constitutional rights? And now she's getting beat up from both sides. This would be an example where Trump could stand on his pro-life and really win the real war on women. And Trisha Erickson's absolutely right, Kurt. You want to talk about this for a second? It's important.
Well, it's a great point, I'm glad you brought up the Planned Parenthood part and the Hillary deal because Hillary's getting beat up by a big bunch of her contributors because she said that. And, just think about it. First of all, as far as I know, every woman was born as a little baby. And so, it's amazing we can call it a war on women if we
somehow don't promote abortion, death of little babies, who will, at least if they're a female, they'll grow up to be a woman if they're allowed to live, you know. And yet, you know, somehow we're okay with that war. We can murder those little children and somehow think that we'll not be accountable to God for those actions. It's just crazy.
Well, Kurt, you got to give a little bit of praise. For once, we can agree with Hillary Clinton that, you know what, it is a person. We disagree that they don't have any rights, but we do agree that it's a person.
Yeah, that's I have to go way back when I remember agreeing with Hillary.
Yeah, but do you agree, Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that is a person.
That's crazy. Kurt Cosby's agreeing with Hillary. I don't know what to think about that exactly.
It is scary. Kind of makes you think of the last day's good is called evil and evil is called good, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Hillary. You know, and you know, this lady is guessing this. And the thing she might point out is that the Republican Party platform, I'm pretty sure, Sam, says that they're pretty much against abortion. You know, and the hardworking, good Republicans like our buddy Lowell Nelson, so many others, you know, Phyllis Schlafly, people we admire, you know, they've worked hard to get those kind of things in there, and yet so many times they're, you know, party bigwigs, the insiders and the establishment types, the McConnells and Boehners, et cetera. You know, they just don't seem to be able to read the party platform.
But this is why, in my opinion, a Rand Paul, Ben Carson ticket could do well. Ben Carson could lead on the religious piece. Rand Paul, he's as pro-life as it gets as well. In fact, one of the biggest reasons that I was about to endorse Rand, and then I couldn't get a hold of anybody to do the endorsing. So sad for Rand. He means well, but he just can't get it together, right? But anyway, Rand Paul's quite pro-life as well. In fact, he had some pro-life commercials and things like that that were out there that were very good indeed as a pro-life doctor. It was quite impressive. So
I agree. You know, but the thing that...
Like, let me see if I can play this here real quick just to kind of make the point here. Let's see if I can find this.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I gotta try to get this set up here.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll give you a little quick weather report around the nation, by the way. Sam, we got some warmer weather in the southwest, you know, in the high deserts, you know, and where I'm sitting in Henderson, Nevada, the sun's just peeking through and making its glorious entrance. Spring is sprung, if you will.
Well, that's what some say. It's freezing cold on the northeast, though. Global warming's hitting them hard. All right, listen to this. Here's Rand Paul.
My name is Sam Bushman, and I endorse Rand Paul for president.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Paid for by Sam. Now, listen to that. Okay? What if Ben Carson and Rand Paul came out and said, we're together, we're third party? Just imagine what could happen here, Kurt. Right now is the perfect time for that commercial for Rand Paul to be played everywhere and to stand on the pro-life principle. If there's one issue that I can think is just critical, my friends. It is the pro-life issue. Now, I'm not saying there's not other issues of importance at all. I'm just saying, is there really an issue more important than pro-life, Kurt? Is there really an issue more important than stopping the killing of 50-plus million babies since Roe versus Wade and having a pro-death policy backed by our tax dollars, promoted by our government, made legal by force, promoting indoctrination on the subject, and ignoring the real war on women? I'm telling you right now, it's just shocking. Donald Trump should stand tough on the real war on women. Wow. Trisha Erickson states it well, Kurt. I bring this up because I think what an opportunity. But you know what I hear, Kurt?
Silence.
Silence, my friend.
Silence is deafening me.
Sadly, silence. All right. Last tidbit of the hour. New York and California both raise minimum wage to $15 an hour by force, Kurt.
Well, New York and California, as far as I know, are a couple of pretty much, you know, they've got out migration because people are just, you know, tired of the socialist kind of stuff. And this is another great way for them to, you know, get rid of more people, and people are going to go elsewhere. It's just like what would happen if all of a sudden Walmart started raising their prices. What would happen? Do you think they'd get more customers or less customers?
It's just crazy talk. This is going to be a loss of jobs big time.
Yep.
All right, Bob Parton emails in as a listener. He says, first of all, Cruz is a Canadian. He's not eligible to be president. And then he says, in the U.S., you're guilty until proven innocent. The burden is on you to prove your innocence. Now, by the way, I agree that Ted Cruz is not constitutionally qualified to serve. I've made that point forever, Bob. You're right as rain. I've made that point plenty of times. And I know it seems like people are guilty until proven innocent in America, but I stand by the Founding Fathers' belief that we are all innocent until proven guilty, regardless of the current matrix we find ourselves in. We need to stand for what's right. We need to teach to the ideal and live in the real and do our very best to make them congruent. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.